Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
William Borden was born to a wealthy family, but when he was challenged by a friend at Princeton University, he gave away his millions. Years later, as a missionary in Egypt, he wouldn't even allow himself the luxury of a car. Instead, he rode a bicycle through the teeming streets of Cairo. In all probability, you will not arrive at this kind of a lifestyle overnight. His motto was, "No reluctance, no regret, no retreat." Rarely does a person wake up and say, "I've been living for myself, and I'm going to get rid of the big house, the expensive car, and go live in the slums working with the poor." But at some point, a wise person is forced to consider God's will in relationship to his lifestyle. I hasten to say that God deals with each of us on an individual basis. What may be okay for some is not necessarily okay for others. Take, for example, Rennie Scott. Never heard of him? Possibly not. But Scott said, it's time we begin to look at the needs of the world in light of the trust of our possessions. Scott is an Episcopal priest, and during his first stint in a parish, he began wrestling with the issue of materialism and how much is enough. He said, "I just couldn't resolve the tension of living in a peaceful bedroom community while hell on earth was all around us in the form of hunger and poverty." He went to Africa with the World Vision Group, which was the beginning of involvement with the needs of other people. He sold everything and went to Africa, right? Dead wrong. But he did move into the inner city where he lived and began thinking about those who were less fortunate than he. That was the second step. Then he took a church, a struggling one with a congregation of about 50 people, which met in a school cafeteria. A year later, he invited a Ugandan pastor to speak about the genocide, which then was taking place in Uganda under Idi Amin. The pastor borrowed the story of Jesus with the loaves and fishes and challenged the people to do what they could. Afterwards, a deacon suggested they give the entire Sunday morning offering to help. Scott swallowed hard because that included his salary. Eventually, Scott and his wife Margaret came to grips with their lifestyle. They did something which I have challenged many to do. Put a cap on your lifestyle and say this much and no more. And everything above that is to be given away no matter how much I receive. The little church of 30 people grew into a body of people which averaged over 1,800 in attendance and matched money given for buildings with money given for missions. Then Rennie Scott took on a new challenge, that of helping homeless people find housing that is affordable. Scott said, "I had to pause and ask myself what I would want to be doing if Christ returned today. And I found myself answering from Matthew 24 and 25. I needed to take my talents and invest them in the poor, the sick, and the naked." Hats off to Rennie Scott, who discovered there is far more to life than a big house and a good income. Can anyone really afford to be indifferent to the needs of others when the very example of Jesus dictated drawing a line somewhere and saying, "This much and no more"? You're the one who must answer for your own choices. Someday, all you will have left is what you have invested in God's kingdom.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.